You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And we are ready to go here on this Monday morning, December the 8th of 2025. It is the WXEO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXEO. I am Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh across the way. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, today is a big day.
Oh, yes, it is.
We are starting our WXEO holiday giveaway as we are teaming up with, I think, 17 different terrific area businesses between today and Christmas Eve, where every day during the WXEO Morning Report, we are giving you a chance to win a terrific prize from one of our terrific partners. So we will let you know which of our businesses will be today's highlighted business, and then make sure you keep tuned in during one of these WXEO Morning Show segments, because we will then open up the phone lines and give you a chance to win. The first winner coming up here today. So something great to look forward to. It's also great to look across the table and see Christine Daniels, the Executive Director of the Good News Project, joining us again here this morning. Christine, good morning.
Happy Monday.
We saw, I'll bring it up. I saw you. You had your big open house. It really was terrific. And I imagine that everybody there was very, very happy with the turnout and just the feeling around it.
Yeah, it was great. It was so exciting to have. We had over 100 people walk through and see our donor wall reveal, and you were one of them. I was so excited to see you, Chad.
I still do have to take the tour because
yes, you do.
I had a game I had to get to.
I know.
But and the thing was, it was moved up, and I was all concerned. Oh man, I cannot say no again because you've been.
You still made it.
But
though,
I made it. But I am gonna. I do want to take the tour. Sometime.
Good.
But
excellent.
I know you were given tours as well.
We were, yeah.
And
it
the donor
so fun.
Wall was fantastic.
Thank you.
The way that it was revealed.
That was done by Lauren Leitner from Calaterra Studios. She's a local artist.
We saw her there with her. She had her child there, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, Ivy. She's so
that,
cute.
That was so cute. And, I mean, it really was a wonderful. And, again, so much hard work was involved in it. And I thought the speeches were just terrific.
Thank
you. In terms of feeling what the Good News Project is all about.
Yeah, well, it's important to tell positive stories that are happening in your own community. And I feel like our president and past board president, that was hard to say for some reason, did a fantastic job.
It was. It really was a wonderful day and a wonderful event. And,
Thank you.
For the Good News Project. And something that we discussed before we went on the air is last week was Giving Tuesday, and we were very happy with Civic Media and 98.9 WXEO as we highlighted the three different great organizations here in North Central Wisconsin, and one of which was yours. And I hope that our listeners were able to click on our website and be able to make a Giving Tuesday donation to the Good News Project. Also,
I hope so too.
NAMI Northwoods and the women's community as well. But I know that that's part of that. I hope we were able to add a little bit of help to you. But a real exciting partnership that you have here with Covantage Credit Union that's still going on.
Yes, yes. So we are part of the Covantage Cares Foundation Giving Tuesday campaign. It's actually a two-week campaign that they put on. All of the local Covantage credit unions are part of it. So Good News Project was selected to be the Marathon County partner, a nonprofit. And what that means is for the 2 weeks, any amount of money that is donated to Good News Project through the Covantage Cares Foundation is doubled up to $10,000. Beyond that, there are 11 other nonprofits in the Midwest that are connected with Covantage Credit Union. So, like, there's some in Michigan, there's some in Illinois, there's, you know, where in Antigo, that's where Covantage Credit Union started in the state of Wisconsin. So a bunch of different nonprofits. Anyone that raises more than $10,000 will get like a percentage match above and beyond that $10,000. I don't know if I explained that right, but what it means is just keep giving. Give between December 2nd and December 16th.
And the thing about it is, I think the bottom line is, with this partnership, is that any donation goes further. it's one of those where your dollar gets doubled, basically. You know, again, you there's a few. It could be even more than that, it sounds like. But basically, over this 2 weeks span, to be able to have the power of the donation go even further.
Yeah. So no matter what that means for Good News Project is that we will receive an extra boost of $10,000, basically, from CoVantage Cares Foundation. And that's huge for us. And, you know, as it would be for any nonprofit in 2025. But I think I had mentioned this to you before. It's been a difficult year in terms of sponsorships from businesses. You know, usually we have our e-cycling program has sponsors that are connected with our events, and our HELP program, our health equipment lending program, also has a pool of sponsors that help us keep donation suggestions low so that everyone has access and we could still run our medical equipment program. This year, it's been very challenging to get those. And I think
uncertainty out there, isn't
there?
There's
a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, when smaller businesses were able to, you know, give to their community, that was great. But I think because of so much uncertainty with small and medium sized businesses, you know, they have to kind of hold on to those funds.
Well, the thing I'll say is, and I think, you know, here we always look for sponsorship as well. And when you lose one, it always hurts.
Yes.
It does. I mean, you know, you think about it, it's, you know, and there's ebbs and flows, obviously, when it comes to that. But I know what you're saying, that sometimes when you do have a sponsor, it says, well, unfortunately, our business is struggling a little bit right now, and we're a little bit concerned about where we're going, and we're going to have to cut back a little bit. I mean, it's understandable, but boy, it really does cut to the core, doesn't it?
It really does, especially when, you know, a whole year ahead of time, you're budgeting for your next year to run your nonprofit, right? And part of that budgeting is for grants that you expect to come in, sponsorships that you expect to come in, and then individual giving, qualified charitable distributions, things like that. So really, you know, this is a very nice bump for us at the end of the year, because we weren't seeing as many sponsorships as usual.
We will have more with Christine Daniels coming up at 7:22. Also, again, don't forget, keep it tuned in. It's coming up at some point this morning during the WXEO Morning Report, your chance to win with our WXEO Holiday Giveaway. All coming up here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the WXEO Morning Report on 98.9 WXEO. Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project here on 98.9 WXEO. Let's open up that can a little bit.
Okay.
When you're talking about that and you're talking about opportunities and as when I went over there to be able to see what you do and to see this wonderful donor wall and just feel the positivity from everybody there, because one of the senses I got is I think every one of those people had some sort of connection with either you or with somebody else at the Good News Project that said, this is important. It's important, number one, for us to be there, number two, to be supportive of it. I think when you talk about then the sponsorship opportunities, anybody who may be out there right now who is saying, hey, I want to be part of something positive, I want to put our company name out there and say, I want to be connected with something good, there are opportunities with you. What are some of the opportunities that maybe as we go into 2026 that people may be thinking about to be part of something, again, that's not just lifting themselves, but lifting the community and all the people in this community?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So let's first talk about electronics recycling program. We have sponsors for 4 major events in the year. We hold those on days other than Friday so that people who can't come to us on a Friday have another opportunity. In 2026, we are actually looking at 3 Saturdays because we're finding that that is the most sought after. A weekend is sought after because so many people are working during the weekdays. Sponsorship would get a business talking about, so it's America Recycles Day, Earth Day, International E-Waste Day, and Global Recycling Day. Mm-hmm. Every single time we do one of those events, we'd mention the sponsor. So right now, let me tell you who we have. We just got a Cellcom Green Grant, which was really exciting, for $2,000. That makes them eligible for sponsorship. Summit Transportation, they actually truck all of our goods to Onalaska, and that's a significant savings for us in kind. So it's important to talk about those too. Like, why would a local business truck your stuff for free? Well, they believe in what we do, and they believe in the environment and sustainability and not sending trucks one way empty. So they're one of our sponsors. And this year, Marathon County Impact Grant through the Community Foundation. They helped us get our battery recycling up and running, and so they also get mentioned at every event, but they get an extra one today.
Well, you know why? It's because people, I think like myself, will want to use companies that align with doing good things.
Yes.
It's advertising too. It really is. It says, hey, you would want to partner with this person, because we do. We want to align with people that are doing the right thing.
Yes. And Ryan and Amanda Emenecker from Summit Transportation are amazing people, and they want to give back to their community. And so they choose us as one of those ways to give back, which we're super grateful for.
And that's one of the things we were talking as well before. You know, talking about want leaders who talk to our better angels, basically, trying to make us all better people, lift us up instead of knock us down.
You know, with our medical program, our health program, it seems that the majority this year of sponsors are people who have used our help program to get medical equipment themselves or for a loved one. They were so appreciative of the availability, the customer service, that they gave money to sponsor the program so others could experience it as well.
Was that story told during the open house? One of the discussions was talking about somebody that just happened to be a family member at the hospital.
Yes.
And they needed, I forget, it was a wheelchair.
A wheelchair.
Wheelchair. Yep. They had not even heard of the Good News Project. They had no idea that this was available. They made a call right away, was able to get the wheelchair.
Yes.
And he was so blown away by how well that whole experience went. I believe gave a donation or something along
those
lines.
Yeah. And it happens more than you would think, which is beautiful. I mean, that makes us so happy. It's a way that things just kind of keep coming back in this circular way to help your very own community.
At the same time, though, my thought is that this means that the word has to be continued to be spread.
And it's a landing place for volunteers that want to have a good time and give back to the community. This last week, our volunteer coordinator sponsored a teenager, Let's Decorate Good News for Christmas. So it was after hours because it has to be after school. And she was playing Christmas music and had eggnog and Christmas cookies and little gift bags for them to take away. And I think there were 11 students from all over. There was someone from DC Everest, someone from West, someone from East, someone from Newman, and they brought friends and they just had a good time putting our trees up, and it was great.
That's being the good, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And again, I just love it when you hear about the young people, because again, I sometimes think about, you know, growing up in this era, and it's been a long era now, and the messages that are constantly put towards them, for them to be able to get involved in the good and be able to have their, who they are, be developed a little bit by doing good things. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a way for them to be engaged in the community and feel like they belong here too.
Before we wrap it up, let's go back to where we started.
Okay.
Again, because for the next week, a little more than a week, what's the deadline again for the
December matching? 16th. So that's through next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday. Again, this is a great opportunity to make your donation go even further. You're partnering with Covantage Credit Union for a Giving Tuesday.
Yep.
2-week event, basically. Again, what do people need to know?
They need to know that every donation gets doubled up to $10,000. And then even if you continue giving after that $10,000, we will get not only your donation, but an extra percentage calculated match from Covantage Credit Union. All of those donations end up coming to Good News Project, and we are able to use them wisely and efficiently through our local programming, which is both electronics recycling and our health equipment lending program.
And the best way to make this donation is to go to your website, right?
It really is.
You have a special, basically, setup here to make sure that all these donations are part of this event.
Yeah, yep. Just go to goodnewswi.com/donate/ and you'll get to the right space. Otherwise, you can walk into a Covantage Credit Union and make a donation that way too.
Really a great opportunity. The dollars go further, and again, it goes such good work here in North Central Wisconsin at the Good News Project. So again, through the 16th, make sure you make that donation. And Christine, again, it's always a pleasure as we get into the holiday season, and I'm not sure if we're going to see you again before Christmas, but
I don't think so. So Merry Christmas,
Merry
Chad.
Christmas. Happy will it be 2026?
Yes.
And we're going to make it a big 2026.
We are, yes. And the next time I talk to you, it'll be right before I head to St. Lucia with a team of 16
yeah.
people.
Oh, that's going to be fun to talk about.
It will be.
We'll talk about four, and then it'll be really fun to talk when you get back.
Sounds good. We have a plan.
Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project. Hey, don't forget, coming up soon, very soon, your chance to win. It's our WXCO holiday giveaway. Your first chance to win is coming up. So let's keep it here. We'll be back with our next morning report in just a few minutes. More Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 W. Morning again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, 4 degrees above zero. Chilly start here in Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Mm-hmm. I am Chad Holmes, Ian Walsh across the way. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. It wasn't like too hectic. It was kind of quiet, but I tell you though, I think the highlight of the weekend was watching the Packer game yesterday, because my family and I were like totally into it, watching all the plays and just it was a very close game. A lot of interesting calls were made that probably shouldn't have been made or maybe should have been made, but that's a whole nother story. But the Packers beat the Bears, which was very big.
It was. Very,
very big. It was a close game, too.
Yes, it was.
And towards the end there, I really thought I was really worried the Bears were going to get a touchdown because they were close. They were 4-1, and the Packers stopped them.
Yep, that is true. Oh, I mean, it was third and short, and then fourth and short, and a couple of big defensive plays, and every game. And during the course of my coverage of high school football, coaches always say there's basically a handful of plays that are the difference between winning and losing. And definitely a couple of those plays came right at the end when the Packers were able to get that stop on third and short, and then were able to get the interception on fourth down and win that game and move into first place in the NFC North. Of course, it doesn't get much easier for the Packers. They play a Denver team that has, I think, 9 wins in a row or 10 wins in a row. I mean, it's really been an incredible win streak.
They have a very good record.
Yeah, they haven't lost in a couple of months, and the Packers have to go to Mile High next week for that one. And then after that, they have to go to Chicago. So
and they play the Bears again.
Exactly. So it really is something else that is going to be a very, very interesting few weeks here as the Packers try to close things out and try to get maybe a home game or two when it comes to the playoffs that begin not too far away.
Yeah.
Hey, real fast, I know folks are probably tuned in because today is the start of a big couple of weeks for us.
Yes,
it is our WXCO holiday giveaway, and today is the first day of our holiday giveaway. Mm-hmm. And during the course of one of our segments in the WXCO Morning Report each and every day, we will give you an opportunity to win a terrific prize courtesy of one of the 17 different Wausau area businesses that have teamed up with us for this big holiday giveaway.
Great organizations.
Absolutely. And in fact, this week, we got a combination of two different ways you can win each and every day. We have our statewide multi-station contest, the Grown Up Christmas List Text to Win contest. And in fact, this hour, the keyword is wind. And you have a couple of minutes left. You have to get to your app, the Civic Media app, open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then hit the text button and send in wind before 8 o'clock, and you'll be part of the drawing for the $200 cash prize today, and also part of the grand prize drawing the grown-up Christmas list. So again, you have multiple chances during the day to be part of that contest. But wind is the keyword. Get it in right now. And coming up in our final segment today, it's not going to be every day. There's going to be days will be the first segment, second segment, third segment, or the fourth segment where
you
we
never
give,
know. So you got to listen to all segments.
Exactly. But today we're going to start off with the fourth segment. We're going to let you focus on getting wind in the text to win contest. And then coming up in the final segment, our 8:22 segment of the WXCO Morning Report, we will give you an opportunity to call in and win our first contest here. We're doing this today through Christmas Eve, and there are going to be some days that we have two different chances for you to win.
Yeah.
Because we have so many great partners in this contest. But today we're doing it once, but coming up later this week, in fact, we're going to have a day where we have two chances for you to win, two different prizes.
Very exciting.
And so we'll double up on the fun. But again, coming up at just after 8:22, we will open up the phone lines. And again, this contest, you have to call in the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, it's
you
not
can't,
a text contest.
You can't use the app button that says call, because that will send you to Pat Kreitlow's show.
Yeah.
We're doing this strictly here for the listeners of the WXCO Morning Report.
That's right.
So what you have to do is when we ask you to call in, we'll give you a number. Whichever number it is will be our winner. And the number that you call is 715-814-9330. Again, 715-814-9330. If you go to our website, WXCO.FM, you'll see the carousel at the top that rotates different messages, one of which is for the WXCO holiday giveaway. You have the number there. If you go to our Facebook page, 98.9 WXCO's Facebook page, we have an announcement about this. You can see the number, my Facebook and social media as well. But again, write this down right now, 715-814-9330. Because coming up after 8:22, we will open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity, and I'll let you know which of our terrific sponsors will be today's giveaway partner. So,
I'll be standing by on the phone to take your call.
So we're looking forward to that. 715-814-9330. That is big, big, big coming up in our next segment of the WXCO Morning Report.
That's right.
Top of the hour news, and then more of Pat coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, 5 degrees above zero, currently here in downtown Wausau, at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. And expected to be about 20 degrees before all is said and done today. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and it was so cold. It's one of those days when, you know, if you have a little bit of moisture in your hair or moisture in your nose, you start feeling it freeze up right away, just walking to the car. So bundle up as you head off to a work or school or wherever you're headed here on this Monday, December the 8th.
Definitely.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have our number for the day quiz, but right now,
yes,
it is time. because starting right now, going through Christmas Eve, at least once a day and sometimes twice a day, we will give you an opportunity to win with the WXEO Holiday Giveaway. We are teaming up with 17 different great local businesses, and they are providing a Christmas gift, a holiday gift for you. And every day, we'll give you an opportunity at least once to win. And today, our partner business is the Knowlton House. They are located at 204-575 County Road DB in Mosinee. It is a craft distillery right here in the heart of Wisconsin, offering tours, craft cocktails, and dining, proudly crafting award-winning 10 head spirits from pure milk sugar, bottle shop and tastings available 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. daily, cocktail bar, dining open Tuesday through Sunday as well. So the Knowlton House is our first partner, and they are providing a gift card. So they will be providing you a gift card as their prize. So right now, we will open up the phone line. Ian, what number caller should we take? I'm going to let you pick the first
one. Let's see. Let's do a caller number 3.
All right. We'll go with caller number 3. 715-814-9330. So again, that is the number. You have to dial it in. Cannot use the app or anything else. This is strictly a call-in contest.
Yes.
715-814. Turn off that microphone. We don't want to hear you picking up the phone. But 715-814-9330. Keep trying, though, because we only have one line. So when Ian picks it up, he'll say caller number 1, and you may get a busy signal right now. But keep on calling, because basically, you have to keep on calling, and then we will get that winner. But again, caller number 3 at 715-814-9330 to win a gift card from the Knowlton House in Mosinee. And again, they are just one of the terrific sponsors of this contest. And again, we have Four Seasons Golf of Wausau, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, The Wellness Way. In fact, we'll have The Wellness Way and their owner joining us live in studio tomorrow morning. So we'll hear from them about that. And then we will give a prize away from the Wellness Way tomorrow. So we'll already let you know about tomorrow, Wellness Way on Tuesday. We have the Chocolate Shop. I had a chance to talk to a really nice lady from the Chocolate Shop last week. And they brought along a little bit of a gift as well. So, it's going to be so good when we give away their prize. Naturally Up North, Forward Beverage, right next door to us here in downtown Wausau. We have Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Matt's 101 Pub, The Mint Cafe. Those are every one of those businesses is giving us a gift for you to win between now and Christmas Eve. So make sure you tune in. It's not always going to be here in the last segment. We're gonna be giving away prizes during the first segment sometimes, during the second segment, third segment, and sometimes the fourth segment as well. So make sure you tune in starting in the 6 o'clock hour. Our first WXEO Morning Report segment is at 6:52. And then, of course, we have 7:22, 7:52, 8:22. So we have these morning segments and during at least one and then sometimes two. And I'm going to give you a hint. The first time we give away two will be coming up later this week. I'm not sure which day, but we're going to give it. All right, Ian, do we have ourselves a first winner?
Yes, we do have a winner.
Who is it?
This one's going to be an interesting last name, but it's John Sirwanka.
Oh, John. I know. Terrific. John, congratulations. And he's our first winner. We'll be sending out a gift card courtesy of the Knowlton House. And again, we'll do it again tomorrow. Wellness Way will be tomorrow. So we'll have another, and we'll talk to the owner of Wellness Way live in the studio. So we'll learn more about that and find out what prize we'll be giving away tomorrow as well. Mm-hmm. All right, before we wrap it up, we have to get this number for the day quiz in because we can't run out of time.
Yeah.
people still calling in, but that's we like that. We like that a lot.
Absolutely.
But today is the anniversary, the 45th anniversary of the death of John Lennon, the great Beatle. He was killed in New York City on December the 8th of 1980. It was Monday, because I remember Howard Cosell announced it on Monday Night Football.
Oh.
But the number for the day is, how many number one hits did the Beatles have?
Ooh.
How many number one hits did the Beatles have?
Okay.
Did the Beatles have 15 number one hits, 20 number one hits, or 25 number one hits?
You know, I'm going to say a 20. A final answer, I'm going to say 20 hits.
The Beatles, the most ever, had 20 number one hits.
Nice.
So one for one this week. So, hey, you got a winner with our WXEO holiday giveaway and a winner with Ian and the number for the day. So
that's how you want to start off a Monday.
That's what we like to see. Hey, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy Monday, everybody. Have
folks,
a great day.
Folks, don't forget, Newman Catholic boys basketball tonight, 7 o'clock airtime, right here on 98.9 WXEO and online. Information update coming up, followed by more Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.